This is Robert Merlacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. I'm pleased to have joined me for a Mindshare Learning Moment. Akilah Peoples, president and CEO of the Learning Partnership. Akilah Peoples has a master's in education degree from the University of Toronto OISE and a B.Ed. and honors B.A. and her principal's qualifications. She has degrees or certificates from Harvard, Ivy School of Business, York University, University of Toronto, and the University of Western Ontario. Born in Northern Ireland, Akilah came to Canada at the age of 3 with her parents. Her North American Aboriginal name means leader of the pack. I've learned something today new about you, Akilah. Very cool. She is a graduate of Canada's public school system and is passionate about public education and its important role in securing a strong future for Canada. Thank you for joining me today, Akilah.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Robert, for having us. I appreciate that.
Congratulations on your recently released study examining the impact of technology on teaching and learning in the classroom across Canada. What inspired this study?
Well, this is a very exciting partnership for the Learning Partnership. And it came out of a relationship that we had with Samsung Canada. They continue to be one of our leading technology partners at the Learning Partnership. And Samsung graciously and generously donated a $20,000 technology grant to each of our 40 Canada's Outstanding Principals Award winners a year ago last February.
Fantastic.
And with the opportunity the barrier of cost being removed for these 40 schools, we thought it would be a tremendous opportunity to do some pan-Canadian research about some of the challenges and opportunities associated with the introduction of technology into schools and classrooms. And because our 40 Canada's Outstanding Award winners represent every province and territory, we thought it was just a tremendously unique opportunity to engage with teachers, education leaders, students, and parents about their thoughts around technology and education today. So we're very excited to present this research after more than a year of work doing pre- and post-surveys with the groups that I mentioned, and it comes from more than 5,700 responses, again, that represent every province and territory.
That's excellent. It sounds like a great partnership. I understand one of the key findings is that teachers want more technology, which is consistent with our research. Do you have suggestions in how districts can accomplish this, given limited budgets?
Well, yes, we were very excited to learn that as well from the research. In fact, it showed that more than 90% of school leaders and teachers and 77% of students in this study believe that they are ready to embrace further technologies in the classroom. And the vast majority of the teachers that we engaged with believe that technologies can enhance teaching and learning. More than 99% of teachers said that, so we were very excited
Wow.
about that. And that student social and intellectual engagement in the classroom showed to be have tremendous impact as well. And there was a perception that student achievement could be improved by the introduction of technology in the classroom. More than 90% of those surveyed indicated that. So we're very excited that various stakeholders, teachers, students, parents, education leaders, seem to be really embracing technology and seem to be ready for even more technology. But, you know, it's a challenge because technology costs money, and we know that there's technology in classrooms across this country that's necessarily not being used, and that's a shame. But we really want to zero in on the need for teacher training. Because it's not enough just to have technology in the classroom, but teachers need to have a comfort with using that technology because, of course, in many cases, many of the students in the classroom may be more tech savvy than their teachers. So, you know, providing appropriate technology, professional development for teachers to gain that confidence, we think is critical.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are some governments that are making it a priority. I know Ontario, with Achieving Excellence, has made a high priority on technology in the classroom and has invested in that appropriately. So we're very excited to see that various stakeholders seem to be embracing this and that they're ready for even more technology, and that, you know, we would like to encourage governments to do what they can to support professional development so that teachers can gain the the necessary comfort with it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the key success factors when you layer on that professional development, which, you know, is always a challenge. Your report comes on the heels of the OECD report, coincidentally, examining the impact of computers in the classroom. One of their findings is that countries who invested more heavily over the past 10 years did not fare better in the PISA rankings. What are your thoughts on this?
So I think that it's important at this stage to point out, we all need to acknowledge that it's just not about putting technology in a classroom. Technology needs to be there to positively impact student achievement. So the impact of technology on effective teaching in the classroom is what we need to focus on. So again, back to that professional development piece, I think is critical. So the OECD report that you are referencing looked primarily at the fundamentals, reading, science, and math. And countries with strong technology investments were not vastly different from those areas versus those who did not invest in technology. But some of the areas we looked at in our study focused a little bit more on 21st century skills like problem solving, creativity, innovation, collaboration, and the perceptions surrounding those 21st century skills and the impact that technology can have on those. So we found that definitely there were a lot of perceptions on the both with parents and teachers and even students that these kinds of skills can be dramatically impacted by the effective integration of technology in the classroom in such a way that it can positively impact teaching and learning.
Well said. There is also the challenge of moderation as well, so that permeated from that report. So it's not all about technology. It's teachers and students have to be mindful, and that speaks to digital literacy and citizenship, and in that, you know, you need a balance as well.
You know, and at the end of the day, it's all about having great teachers in classrooms, and a great teacher can do great things in their classroom with or without technology, but a great teacher who's technologically savvy can also do tremendous things by integrating technology in innovative and exciting ways that I think we all agree can increase student engagement. We now live in this technologically rich society where students see technology everywhere. I realize equity is an issue, but not all students have the opportunity to utilize technology in their homes, but they may see their parents using technology. They may have access to a computer or a tablet at home. They certainly see it everywhere. So to come into a classroom that doesn't have the opportunity to use technology perhaps can be less engaging for some students, especially some of those students who are very technologically savvy already.
Absolutely. So is there a role for provinces to play in providing a vision and funding? You understand you recently returned from travels out eastern provinces, and you met with some key leaders and at the provinces. What are your thoughts on where the provinces are going and how they can better support districts?
So yes, I have the great privilege in my role of going across the country and meeting with ministers, deputy ministers, assistant deputy ministers, and you know, I know at the end of the day, everybody's trying to do the best they can. Education is so important. Public education is the future of our country, and everyone knows that we have to keep enhancing our publicly funded education system. So the meetings that I have with ministers and deputy ministers show nothing but enthusiasm for doing what they can to hopefully set teachers up for success and do the best they can so that every single student in their province can achieve their maximum potential. But it's complicated because there are limited budgets everywhere in this country, and there are many different priorities that are competing for those limited dollars. I think in this day and age, technology needs to be a priority, and I will go back here to the issue of professional development. We saw some significant differences between how technology was used in classrooms between tech-savvy teachers and non-tech-savvy teachers.
Right.
And clearly, teachers who are comfortable with technology are going to be using it in more innovative and engaging ways in the classroom. So I think where governments can, if they can support teacher professional development around technology I think that that's really where they should be focusing their energies. Now, the other issue that does need mentioned under this umbrella is infrastructure. There's a dramatic difference, sometimes from school to school, from board to board, from province to province, just depending on the resources and often geography in the infrastructure available to support technology. You know, so we have to make sure we have appropriate bandwidth. And in this day and age, I believe every school in this country should have a bandwidth that supports their ability to connect with other schools, with other provinces, with other countries, so that we can provide culturally rich content for students so that they are not limited to their classroom or their school. But that can't be done without infrastructure. And I know that, you know, technology advances and you may buy a computer or a tablet and then a few months later there's another model of it coming out. But at the underneath it all, we have to have the infrastructure to support that connectivity because that's what's most important. And then you can add bring your own devices policies on top of that. But if you don't have the infrastructure, we're going to be very limited in what we can accomplish
Absolutely.
Across the country with technology.
That's a great segue to my next question. How can corporate partners help support greater access to ICT? And, you know, infrastructure is a case in point.
So you're talking to the Learning Partnership, and partnership is in our name. So I'm very pleased, of course, to have the opportunity to say a few words about the many responsible and ethical corporate partners that work with us to support publicly funded education. Robert, almost every day, certainly multiple times per week, I have the great fortune of meeting with leaders in the business world. And I never go into a meeting where I'm talking to a business leader who doesn't understand the importance, the critical importance of our publicly funded education system, and that they need to care about the system and they need to be part of the solution to help our system continue to advance. Most of the major education technology providers are members of the Learning Partnership, and they are keen and eager to offer help and support and guidance and advice where they can. They don't gain any advantage by having technology in classrooms that isn't being used. So they want to make sure that the system, that teachers, that school boards are properly resourced. And I know many of them are keen and eager to help out where they can, either by way of providing some support and training. Many of them have programs that allow educators to access devices for personal use at discounts to increase their comfort with technology, which I certainly applaud. So there are many ways that corporate Canada in technology can help support the evolution of the education system so that our great teachers in classrooms can become as technology savvy as they want to be and they need to be so that they can utilize technology effectively in classrooms to positively impact teaching and learning.
Fantastic. Great great vision and passion that you offer. One of the considerations that has hit my radar recently and thinking nationally is a whole innovation agenda. And I'm surprised that it hasn't been on the radar in this upcoming election. It hasn't been spoken about. It's very minimal, and I know the media and the Globe and Mail has been writing about that issue. Does it surprise you at all? Because that really fits in part and parcel with what we're talking about when we talk about infrastructure, etc.
Well, the Learning Partnership is a nonpartisan organization, as I'm sure you can appreciate. You know, one of the challenges for us as a country is that our publicly funded education systems are delivered provincially, which of course provides tremendous local autonomy so that local needs can be addressed and priorities can be set according to the very diverse needs of our very large country. But what's a challenge for us as an organization is that our mandate is to promote, support, and advance publicly funded education in Canada.
Correct.
Education is delivered provincially. But part of the role of education, and I know it's not the only role, I know we're developing good corporate citizens, we are also preparing young people for effective transition into the world of work. So we have many federal, national issues that relate to the economy, that relate to the education to employment journey, which is becoming increasingly challenging for students, and the youth unemployment rate that is high, the youth underemployment rate for young people who are educated but are underemployed. So we have these federal economic issues, but education is delivered provincially. And there's really not a lot of coordination between our national, federal labor market needs and communication with our local provinces to help set local priorities to feed into a broader national economic goal. So, you know, innovation is important in every single sector. It's no different in publicly funded education. And in fact, our Canada's Outstanding Principals Awards Program, innovation is one of the pillars of that award. We are looking for innovative leaders, principals of elementary and secondary schools who are being very innovative in what is happening in their school, in their community partnerships, in their ability to provide unique and meaningful experiential learning for their students in their school. So innovation, it needs to be happening in every school. You know, on the political issue, we've got a lot of issues that are coming up.
We won't go there. I just felt, you know, the innovation agenda was something that really is being neglected, and we have an opportunity, I think, to get it more on the radar of the key leaders and people that, on a national scale, for example, CMAQ, right? CMAQ has a role to play, and you've collaborated with them. We've collaborated with them as well.
Yes, we co-hosted an international summit on the teaching profession with CMAQ last year and with OECD, which we were very honored to do. You know, innovation, you hear that word everywhere. When I go in to meet with business leaders, they're talking about innovation. We need to be innovative on the global stage. We're very, very fortunate. We have a very strong publicly funded education system, and Ontario, I know, is particularly strong, and we have, you know, guests from around the world coming to see what we're doing in our classrooms. But there's a lot of countries around this world that are putting a lot of emphasis on education, and they're working very, very hard to meet or even surpass us. So we can't become complacent as a country. We can't become complacent in the provinces. We need to be innovative. We need to be on the cutting edge. We need to keep enhancing and strengthening our publicly funded education system. Not only do our students need it, but our country depends on it.
100%. Absolutely.
A strong public education system is the key to our future. Economies around the world know it. That's why they are putting so much emphasis on their education systems and doing what they can to enhance them. And that's part of our role as an organization. We are trying to encourage innovation through partnerships so that we can bring various responsible corporate partners to the table to help leaders in education continue to evolve in their local visions for their schools and boards and find ways that we can partner, because we all need to be part of the solution. No one can do this anymore on their own. We can't leave it up to the governments. We can't leave it up to the school boards. It's certainly not just up to teachers. We need a lot of resources, and we need a lot of expertise around the table to help our students meet their full potential. And that's where we come in as an organization in brokering those effective and responsible relationships.
Fantastic.
So we're all on the same page. Innovation is a must for sure.
Absolutely.
And you're right. We haven't heard a lot about it politically in our recent election debate.
Well, I like to say it takes a digital village to raise a child today.
It absolutely does, you know, and at the end of the day, we want great teachers in our classrooms teaching our children. They are the expert in front of our children, but others around them can support them and help them grow and help them develop the technical skills, as one example, that they need. But, you know, teachers are the experts in the classroom. I'm a former teacher, you know, and nothing can replace a great teacher.
Absolutely, no, and that's...
Nothing
we...
can replace a great teacher, but through this study that we've been talking about today, we want to see great teachers have the opportunity to benefit from this technologically rich society and to, where possible and where appropriate, and it's not always appropriate, to bring in technology so that young people in the classrooms can be fully engaged, can be excited about their learning, and can be connected to the world because they can be outside of the classroom right now in many communities. So we want to see teachers be appropriately resourced and appropriately developed in a way that they feel very comfortable using technology in classrooms. Technology is exciting, but it can be very scary, you know, if you're not a technologically savvy teacher. And, you know, to have a group of students in your room who perhaps know more about technology than you do can be very intimidating. So we owe it to our teachers to try to provide them with the support they need to continue to develop their technological skills.
Fantastic. So what's next as a follow-up to your study?
Well, we're in the process of sharing this the results of this study, of course, to stakeholders across Canada.
As you are with me.
Ministers of Education and
fantastic.
Board CEOs. And we have some new initiatives that are brewing internally here to help address some of these issues. And, of course, we'll be calling on some of our technology corporate partners to help with some of those. Nothing I can make quite public yet.
Excellent.
But, as always, we're looking at solutions and action-oriented next steps to see how we can continue to help strengthen our publicly funded education system.
Well, thank you for that, Akilah.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity to briefly talk about this study. And it can be downloaded from our website. There's both an infographic as well as an executive summary for those that would like a quick glance or a quick read rather than reading the whole report. But infographic, executive summary, and the full report are available on our website at thelearningpartnership.ca.
Thank you again so much for this, Akilah.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
That was Akilah Peoples, President and CEO of the Learning Partnership. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Martellacci, and until next time, keep the digital learning curve steep.